It was ninth grade. I remember always walking up three flights of stairs to the biology room of my school's building. This has got to be the worst class ever, I remember yelling while struggling to climb the stairs. While in the biology room, I'd sit there and wonder why I was even being taught about biology and the environment. Basically, I always looked at biology class as a way to fill up time during the school day. My school sort of forced me into sitting through a class that simply didn't interest me. I feel like my school should have taught the importance of the environment and how it affects everyone. An engineer at MIT agrees that people learn about the environment in different ways. However, one must see the environment rather than hear about it.
Where I learned about the environment was my parents taking me on hikes in the mountains and just showing me how ecology worked.
If environmental education had been taught in a way that related to me rather than recycle this, recycle that, I believe I would have appreciated biology class more. I guess my connection with the environment was missed because of this. I had no clue how I affected the environment until years later. If I cared for biology back then, I would have asked questions like, what are the effects of global warming? And how long will it take to fix the global warming problem? A young man in Central Square is also interested in global warming. He lists the topics he'd discuss if he had taken a class on the environment in high school.
I guess we would have discussed global warming and nuclear waste, maybe. And maybe, I don't know, rainforests being destroyed. Maybe decreasing fresh water supply.
I also interviewed a woman simply walking in Central Square, and she told me how an environmental class in high school would have changed her environmental practices today.
Well, if I had taken that class in high school, I would have better environmental practices on a day-to-day basis, like from the cleaning materials that I use in the house to probably cutting down on the amount that I drive cars on a regular basis, especially to and from work. And maybe even with my purchasing practices, like the kind of goods that I buy in stores.
Even though the environment was of little importance to me back then, I currently have a job in which I make stories about the environment. Therefore, my lack of environmental education seems to have still benefited me. My lack of understanding had put me in a place where I was confused about my role in the environment. So years later, I attempted to learn about it on my own. This is how I got involved with Terrascope. There are many people in my position. However, there was one in particular that I interviewed who actually said she wouldn't have taken a class on the environment in high school. Here's what she had to say.
I really doubt that I would have taken it. I wish that we had been required to take it because I probably would have been a little more thoughtful. People talked about littering. That was about it. They didn't talk about, you know, solar energy and all that. So, no, I wouldn't have taken it, but I wish that I had.
Clearly, I'm not the only one who would go back in time and take a class on the environment. In order to learn how to help the environment, you have to learn your position in the environment and how you personally affect it. I'm Niftali Dahu, reporting for Terrascope Youth Radio.